While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed, and he was scattering the seed. Some fell along the path, it was trampled down, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than that was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom has been given to you, but others I speak in parables so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the one who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but they go on their way. They are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and persevering produce a crop.
那时，许多人聚集在一起，人们从各处来到耶稣那，耶稣就开始讲起这个比喻：从前有一个农夫出去撒种，他撒的时候，有的种子落在路旁，被人践踏，又被飞鸟吃走；有的落在石头地上，长出来之后，因为得不到滋润，就枯干了；有的落在荆棘丛中。等荆棘一起长出来的时候，把植被都挤住；又有的种子落在好的土壤里，长出来之后结实百倍。耶稣说：“有耳可听，就当听。”门徒问耶稣这比喻是怎样的意思，他回答讲：“神国的秘密只有你们知道，至于别人，我就用比喻来说。”叫他们看不见，要他们听也听不懂。这比喻的含义是：种子就是神的道，路旁的种子就是人听的道。后来魔鬼到来，他们心中把正义夺去，恐怕他们信了之后会得救。落在石头地上的就是人得了道，欢喜领受，却没有生根发芽。人们暂时相信。当遇见一些困难的时候，就退缩了；而落在荆棘中的，就是人听了道，走开之后，被今生的思虑、钱财、喜乐挤在了一起，最终也结不出好的果实。而那落在好土壤里的，就是人得到之后，坚持心中的诚实、善良，并且忍耐，最终结果。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第17讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Alan Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Cicero on related issue. Today is the 17th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, still my today's personal study summary. One day, Jesus told a story about a farmer scattering seed. Some seed fell on the path and was eaten by birds. Other seed landed on rocky soil. It sprouted but died quickly because it had no roots. Some seed fell among thorny plants that choked the young shoots, but some seeds fell on good rich soil, grew into a huge crop, 100 times more than was planted. Jesus explained to his disciples that the seeds represent God's message. The different soils show how people respond. It's just my understanding, maybe some part are wrong. Therefore, the first one, peace, means someone hear the message but let the devil snatch it away before they believe. Second, rocky ground. I think some accept it happily at firstly, but give up once things get hard. The third word, thorns. Some start well but get distracted by worries, money, and fun, so they never being measured. The fourth word, good soil. Some have heard already to listen. They keep the message and by sticking with it, produce a lot of good fruit, like, for example, helping others and growing spiritually. Therefore, Jesus ended by saying, if you have ears to hear, just listen up. This parable teaches that it's not enough to just to hear God's word. You must like it, take root, survive challenge, and change how you live. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. The parable of the sower and the seeds is one of the most known and important parables in the Bible.
大家好，撒种的比喻是圣经中最著名、最重要的比喻之一。
First, it explains our role as Christians. We shall bring out the seed, which is the word of God, and not take care of the result of the seed.
首先，他解释了我们作为基督徒的角色，我们要带出种子，也就是上帝的话语，而不是关心种子的结果。
God is the Lord of the harvest, so we are only his sowers. But in his work, we have to be faithful, because in the Grand Commission, Jesus must commands us to go and bring out the word.
上帝是庄稼的主人，我们只是他的撒种者。但在这项工作当中，我们必须忠心，因为耶稣在他伟大使命当中吩咐我们去传扬他的话。
It is normal that people refuse the word of God because of 4 seeds, only 3 bring fruits. It is a pity, but unfortunately, reality.
人们总是拒绝神的旨意，这也许很正常，因为每当4粒种子当中只有3粒结出果子。这虽然很可惜，但是现实却极为不幸。
When Jesus talks about the narrow door and the narrow way which leads to heaven, he said that there are few which will go this way. So we will be careful how we hear and what we do with the word.
当耶稣谈到通往天堂的窄门和窄路的时候，他说：“走这条路的人很少，所以我们要谨慎聆听，并谨慎对待上帝的旨意。”OK，based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, what does the farmer say represent in the parable? 这个比喻当中，农夫撒种的意义在哪里呢？
The farmer seed represents the word of God. The word of God is the Bible together with the work of the Holy Spirit.
农夫的种子代表了神的话语，神的话语就是圣经上加上圣灵的所有工作。
It bears all abilities within itself to grow up to a fertile plant if there is a good soil which receives it.
它本身就具有所有的能力，只要具有足够肥沃的土壤，它最终就能成长成一棵肥沃的植物。Next question. Why did the seed on the path fail to grow? 为什么在撒种的路上有很多种子最终没有成长呢？
The path represents people who are everyone's friend. When you tell them the gospel, they offend you or they say that they have received it, but the truth is that they did.
这条路代表着那些人人皆知的朋友们。当你告诉他们福音的时候，他们有的人会冒犯你，或者他们会说出他们已经领受，但事实是，他们确实没有这样做。
The devil is the loneliest person in universe because he has no compromise with anybody, and so are those who are on the path.
魔鬼是宇宙中最孤独的人，因为他不与任何人妥协，路上的人也如此。
They like being with people, but they have no compromise with them. And for to become a follower of Jesus, you have to compromise with him.
他们喜欢与人相处，但是他们不会与人妥协。而要成为耶稣的追随者，你就必须与他人妥协。
The Bible says in the last times the people are like the people with Noah. They sell and buy, they marry and so on.
圣经上说，在末世来临的时候，人们就像诺亚一样，他们进行交易，并且结婚。
So they deal with each other but without compromises, and since they are hard in their heart, it's easy for the demons to pick up the word.
因此，人们互相之间对抗，但不妥协。而且，由于人们内心变得非常坚硬，所以魔鬼很容易抓住他们的把柄。Next question. Therefore, sister, what problem did the rocky soil cause for the seed? 坚硬的石头会对种子造成怎样的伤害呢？
The rocky soil has no root. A plant without root can grow fast by the water it gets from the morning rain, but when the sun comes out at midday, it has no water which is necessary to form a fruit.
岩石上是的，没有土壤，没有根的植物可以靠早晨的露水快速生长。但当正午来临的时候，很多种子没有结出果实，最终就枯萎了。
Without root, this plant can't resist when it is raining or storming, and so the plant dies.
植物没有根，这样植物就无法抵御雨水或者暴风雨。最终，植物就会死亡。
Just in the last time, I saw a lot of those who became Christians in the same time as I did go back to their old life and I ask myself what happened.
就像上次一样，我看到很多和我同时成为基督徒的人，最终又回到了以前的生活。我扪心自问，到底为什么会这样？
When there is a bit earth on the rock and there is growing a plant, you don't think that there is a rock under the plant. You only see that the plant does not bear the fruit you expected.
当岩石上有一些泥土，而植物正在生长的时候，你不会想到植物下面会有一块岩石，你只会看到植物没有结出你期望的果实。Next question, sister. How did the soil affect on the plants that grew among them? 荆棘如何影响和它们一起生长的植物呢？
Here we have to see that thorns were not found from the beginning under earth. Thorns were the result of the curse God set after Adam and Eve fell in sin.
这里我们要懂得一件事情：土地上最开始的时候并没有荆棘，荆棘是亚当和夏娃犯罪之后上帝诅咒的结果。
Here, the thorns represents two things too, which not were from the beginning: poverty and richness.
这里的荆棘也同时代表两样一开始就不存在的东西：贫穷与富裕。
In the beginning, Adam and Eve had everything in the Garden of Eden. It was not necessary for long for more, but Eve was betrayed of the snake.
最初，亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里拥有一切，他们无需再渴求更多，但夏娃却背叛了这一切。
Here, poverty and richness betray us to look on our wallet and not on God as our supplier. Therefore, God says in Matthew that we first shall seek the kingdom of God and his justice, and all other things will be added.
在这里，贫穷和富裕最终背弃了我们，让我们只顾自己的钱包，而不依赖上帝作为我们的供应者。因此，耶稣在马太福音当中说：“我们应当先求得他国的仁义和自己心中的道义，并且最终同意上帝所给我们的一切。”Next issue, sister, what made the seed and the good soil different from the others? 撒在好土壤中的种子和其他地方的种子又有什么不同呢？
The good soil received the seed and it grew up and brought fruit in its time.
好土壤接纳了好种子，种子在适当的时候生长，并最终可以结果。Next issue. In this parable, who do the birds represent? 在今天的比喻当中，鸟又代表了谁？
The birds represent the wicked demons around us. Their only intention is to destroy our work as goods farmers.
这些鸟比喻着我们身边的邪恶恶魔，它们唯一的目的就是毁掉我们作为神农的劳动成果。Next issue: What does fruit mean in this content of this parable? 在今天的比喻当中，果子是什么样的意思呢？
When the Bible talks about fruit, we have the description of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5. It consists of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
当圣经谈到果子的时候，我们可以在加拉太书第五章中所看见的样子，它包括仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。Next question. Therefore, sister, how can we make our hearts like the good soil? 我们如何能让自己的心像好土壤一样呢？
The Bible calls us several times to prove ourselves where we stand and what we do. It is necessary to have a willing spirit that would like to obey the word of God. We shall put everything away that hinders us from walking on the small way to heaven. We can't love wealth and money more than God at the same time.
圣经多次呼吁我们要检视自己的立场与行为。我们必须拥有一颗乐意跟上帝交流的心。我们必须放下一切阻碍我们通往天堂小路的事物。我们不能同时热爱财富与上帝。Next issue, sister, why is no important just to hear God's word according to Jesus? 根据耶稣的教导，为什么仅仅听到上帝的话还不够？
Jesus said, "The heart of the people grow fat of all that hearing. There are people who learn constantly but never put it in practice."
耶稣说：“众人听了我的话，心灵就变得丰富了。有些人会不断的学习，却很少付诸实践。”
Followers of Jesus are on the narrow way to heaven. There we meet a lot of troubles, and we shall do what Jesus says to overcome those troubles.
跟随耶稣的人正走向通往天堂的窄路，在那里我们会遇见很多困难，我们应该按照耶稣的教导去做，来克服这项困难。
There are several parts in the Bible that explain that being a Christian is a constant pilgrim's way, which shall provocate salvation with fear and tremble, or search for peace and sanctification for to see the Lord.
圣经中多处经文做了解释，身为基督徒的我们，如同行走在天路上，我们应当兢兢战战，寻求救恩，或者寻求平安与洁净，最终才能见得到主。Today's last question, for session. Therefore, could you think of a time when you were like one of the soil paths? Which one and what did you learn? 姐姐，你是否能想到自己像其中的某种土壤一样呢？具体是哪一种呢？而你又最终学习到了什么呢？
When I heard the gospel, I was a bit like the rock that I received the word with a lot of joy. But then I noticed that the kingdom of God is not everyday joy, that is a battle between good and evil, and that we shall bring fruit.
当我最开始听到福音的时候，我有点像磐石，冥顽不化。我满心喜悦接受了福音，但后来我注意到，神的国度并非每天都充满了喜乐，而是一场善恶之间的斗争，而我们最终将结出果实。
So there came another seed which fell into a good soil, and now I expect bringing by time the more and more fruit.
于是，又有一颗种子落了下来，变成了一颗好种子。而我期望着随着时间的推移，我的种子能结出越来越多的好果实。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年6月快乐，我们下期再会。